TFM. 88.1 Gina Alexandria. 92.5 Greenwood Shreveport. 98.9 Monroe, West Monroe. 100.1 Lake Charles. And KQJO FM. 99.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi. And online at www.kaytfm.com.
I'm wearing the Baptist Church. You're listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is now brought to you by Robinson Mortuary. Robinson Mortuary is a family serving family. They are located at 1815 Military Highway, Pineville, Louisiana, and their phone number is 318-442-7300. Join us now as we enter into a service already in progress as I preach and teach the Word of God.
Because of who you are, I give you praise. Because of who you are, I will lift my voice and say, Lord, I worship you because of who you are. Lord, I worship you because of who
Father, we stand before your presence. We honor you. We bless the name of Jesus, for at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess. We pray now, Heavenly Father, that you would move upon this place in a mighty way, that you would touch the hearts, the mind, the conscience, and every man, every woman, every boy, and every girl, that they may confess their sin and ask, what must I do to be saved? Salvation, Heavenly Father, is of you. And you, Heavenly Father, have sanctioned and declared and decreed all things. And for that, we are eternally grateful. Now, Father, we pray by your power, your grace, as well as your provision, that you would now breathe on me. Fill me now, Lord God, with spirit anew, that I may say what you have anointed me to say, and that I will do what you have anointed me to do. We glorify you in the highest, for we have anointed me to praise. We glorify you in the highest, for we have anointed me. All our children said, amen. Giving honor to God, to my brothers and sisters in the ministry, Reverend Bale, Reverend Cotton, and Reverend Weston, to you, the Antioch family, those that are watching us by internet, and those that are listening by Radio Paradise Ministry, we greet you once again in the blessed name of our Lord and blessed Savior, Jesus Christ. If you have your Bibles with you this morning, there's a word from the Lord that is taken from the Gospel of John, the 12th chapter. I'm going to amend the scripture, those scriptures to 12 and 13. The Gospel of John, the 12th chapter, verses 12, chapter 12, verses 12 and 13. When you're found in verses 10, where we find these words which are recorded. On the next day, much people that were come to the feast, that much people that were Jesus coming to Jerusalem, with branches of palm trees to Jerusalem, went forth to meet him and cried, Hosanna, blessed is the King of Israel that cometh in the name of the Lord. Thank you. You may be seated. I want to use for a topic this morning, the entrance into Jerusalem, or the entrance, yes, into Jerusalem. I thought about that word entrance and how the ramification applies to not only the world, but it applies to his house. And when we think about an entrance coming in and going out, had always been ascribed to what God is up to and what God is doing. But there is something more profound, something so significant, something so relevant and prevalent in our daily apparatuses, in our daily being, that God is watching the conduct, the character, and the characteristics of a Christian body. So God says there's something about entering into his gates with thanksgiving, into his courts with praise. Because we ought to be thankful for him, because he got you up this morning. He started you on your way. He has an expectation of you to do what God called you to do in the service of the Lord. And so let's see what God has to say today, because he's talking to you and me. As I speak about any experience, Antioch, that Jesus went through, I immediately try to envision or imagine what that situation might look like. And especially the day of the contemporary, especially the devouring, when we see a chaotic world and when we see principalities and powers, when we see dominant forces try to disrupt, to discourage, to hinder, and to stop a movement of God. God is simply saying, no worry, I still got this covered. I imagine, my brothers and sisters, what the crowds was like when Jesus began to enter into Jerusalem, much like this, as they gathered around him to see him for who he is and the things that he would do. And how the people reacted towards the Lord. And my desire this morning, Antioch, is to place our experiences with that of the Lord. Our experiences. In other words, I want you to put yourself in the Lord's place. He knew that he would be betrayed, and yet he went into it in spite of it all. He knew that they would talk about it, and yet he went through it in spite of it all. And what it tells us as believers, in spite of what's going on, we got to go through with it. The historical text tells us that Jesus is coming into Jerusalem 6 days for the most coming into celebration day for the Jews. The city where the Jews flooded with pilgrims and their homes to the celebration and to celebrate this Passover. In the Passover, Antioch, the Jewish people remembered their pain and their bitterness while they were in captivity or in slavery in Egypt. You know the story, how the children of Israel were in slavery under Pharaoh, and how God's act of deliverance freed them through a series of 10 plagues that fell upon Egypt. And what it tells us, Sister Reed, is that God is watching the action, even though we don't know what God is looking for. But God said, I've got this control. He used 10 plagues, my brothers and sisters, to hinder the power of the earth. He used the ear of the earth. Not the working came together. And whenever a person thinks they are in charge and they are king, the Lord has a way of dealing with the kingships. We are told how God called Moses to be the leader, to lead the people from Egyptian slavery to Canaan, from Egyptian slavery. In order, God only had one leader. And when other folks try to be the leader, watch out. God only calls one man to lead. And now we see, my brothers and sisters, Jesus at this point. He is coming to Jerusalem to commemorate the Passover that Moses shared that they should never forget. That the people should always commemorate that God with a mighty hand destroys and the power of an enemy that wanted to destroy a people. God's chosen people, if my people, which are called by my name. At this particular time, there was a political animosity, or there was anger towards Rome, which caused anticipation by the Jewish people for an anointed king, and how this king would deliver them from the authority of Rome. From the tell Jesus comes and into Jerusalem and he is the long-awaited and anointed king. Earlier, my brothers and sisters, in earlier chapters, we are told how Jesus refused to embrace the kingship. He's not at hand. But now, at this prophetic day, at this prophetic time, at this day that had been sanctioned, declared from the very foundation of the world, there would be absolutely nothing that would hinder, there would be absolutely nothing that will alter, there would be absolutely nothing that will change what God has in store. Change what God. My brothers and sisters, today, ministers, as ministers, and as those who love the Lord, we praise the salvation is of Jesus Christ, not of any man, but of Jesus Christ. He was the one and the only. He is the Lamb of God slain from the very foundation of the world. He is the infinite that became finite. He was outside of time and space. In the world that he created. Yes, he created. So that you and I would have an opportunity to embrace everything that he made. He made it. Brothers and sisters, Jesus came and showed us the way and revealed to us our eternal destination is in the kingdom of God. Our eternal place is in the kingdom of God. It has never been in the building. It has never been in the kingdom. It has been in the place. And he has gone to prepare a place for you and I. And Jesus, kingdom message is centered profoundly on the cross. This message today, my brothers and sisters, speaks of the kingdom. And this kingdom brought a radical change in the hearts and lives of the people for all who would receive it. 8 billion people, Felton, are in this world, but not 8 billion people are all God's children, Duane. 8 billion people, Sister Brent, are in this world, but not all 8 billion people love the Lord. But not all 8 billion But not 8 billion people are willing to sacrifice for the Lord. And if you ask the question why, only God has the answer. It has been said, to the victor goes the spoils.
Thank you for tuning in to Paradise Ministry. We pray something said today has encouraged you in your personal relationship with the Lord. If you would like to have a copy of this message, you can email us at antiochmathis@bellsouth.net, or you can send a love offering of $8 to Paradise Ministry.